Maxine Waters, SCOTUS gave us a roadmap to get Trump's banking records. By Pam Key on July 9, 2020. Thursday on MSNBC, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said the Supreme Court gave Congress a roadmap on how to get the records of President Donald Trump's business transactions with Deutsche Bank. Host Chuck Todd said, "The court said Congress, that the president can't block this stuff from Congress completely. But Congress has to meet a certain set of criteria. So how will you address your request based on this court ruling?" Waters said, "You're absolutely correct in describing what happened at the Supreme Court." A little bit of background: as the chair of the Financial Services Committee, we learn an awful lot about this president, his relationship to Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank had a reputation for money laundering. Deutsche Bank was the only bank in the world that would lend money to President Trump. All of the other banks had decided that they would not indulge with him, that he has shown to be dishonorable, that he did not pay his bills, that his information was oftentimes false information that he has given about his assets, etc., etc. She continued, "So we move forward to subpoena documents. Of course, I think this ruling really reaffirms that the president is not above the law. But they wanted to make sure that we were not using these subpoenas in a political way. They gave us a roadmap, as you indicated when you first came on. They said it should be pertinent and necessary, driven by a clear legislative agenda and purpose. And they will review this, and the review will basically determine whether or not it meets their criteria. And so, we're going to pursue it. We're absolutely dedicated to the proposition that we can meet the rules that are being put down by the Supreme Court. We think we can prevail on this." This was not political. This was not something that anyone could describe as overreaching. "So we will move forward with the lower courts in order to meet the criteria that has been outlined by the Supreme Court." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.